Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Do you know that Hebrews chapter number 1, written almost 2,000 years ago, said we are now living in the last days? We've been living in the last days for 2,000 years since Jesus left. And he said, I will come again and receive you to myself. Revelation 22. Matter of fact, Roger told me this morning that he was going to be speaking from Revelation 22, verse 4, where in eternity there will be no more death, no more sin, no more sorrow, that kind of thing, no more pain, no more death. Well, at the end of Revelation 22, Jesus says three times, I'm coming again, I'm coming again, surely I'm coming again. That's what we're to be looking for. Everybody's hung up on signs, but this, we're, and that's a whole nother teaching, but I want you to understand the sign. It was taught in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, signs were for the Jews. What shall be the sign of thy coming? They were looking for the kingdom. Again, the Jewish thing. So I want you to understand, we're not to be looked, don't get caught up in the signs and all these things. And understand the birth of Israel, that was a big deal. In 1948, all these things, which just means we're closer to the Lord's coming than we were 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, whatever the date was. That's concerning the signs of coming. When he's talking about these signs here, he's talking about the signs of speaking in tongues and these other things. Turn me back to Mark chapter number 16 to kind of show you, again, what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Jesus is about to leave, go to heaven. He's giving the Great Commission. In Matthew, in Mark chapter number 16, by the way, the Great Commission is given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and in all in the book of Acts. We see it given here in Mark chapter number 16. Let's begin verse number 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief in their heart, their hardness of heart, because they believed not that them which had seen him after he was risen. I could speak volumes on that, but we have to move on. Okay. These are disciples. People come, I saw Jesus. No, you didn't. We saw Jesus written. No, you didn't. That's what he's talking about. Verse number 15. He tells these same people who did not believe, his disciples. Now, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the giving of the Great Commission. Verse number 16. He that believeth is in his baptized and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Again, I wish I could spend time on there. He's not teaching baptismal generation here about he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It is true. You believe, and you're saved. But the key is he that believeth not is damned. It has nothing to do with baptism. Again, let's move on. That's a whole another teaching. Verse number 17. And these signs, Jesus is referring now to these signs that the Apostle Paul is talking to about in 1 Corinthians 14, 12, chapter 12, 13, 14, these signs of healing, speaking in tongues, prophesying, all these, Jesus refers to that. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, poison or whatever, it shall not hurt them. And if they shall, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are the signs that would follow the believers as they would go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as God had commanded them into all the world. Remember, they did not have the Bible at the time. They could not say, turn me to Mark chapter number 16. Jesus said these words. So they're preaching the gospel. How do we know what you're saying, Matthew or Mark or Luke, whoever's preaching? How do we know what you're saying is true? Because they would have the ability to speak in their language. They would have the ability to, I hate to say, take up serpents, because people in, I guess, North Carolina, West Virginia, these hill countries, I guess they still do that, you know, take up serpents. And those people are crazy, by the way. I ain't going to talk about them, but you read about these guys getting bit by a rattlesnake. I bet you see some, and they don't believe God, and they die. I mean, just anyway, drink any deadly thing. I don't see any faith healers today drinking strychnine. Ain't amazing they pick and choose thing. Okay, anyway. But these are the signs. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Verse number 19. So then after the Lord has spoken unto him, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse number 20. So they, the believers, these apostles, the disciples, went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. And then look at the next phrase. And confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Back in this verse where it says in verse number 22. Wherefore tongues, that signs, the tongues are a sign for them that, not to them that believe, but for them that believe not. Why is that so important? Because in their tongue, that language, they could share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they could hear it in their language, and they could believe what was being spoken. Again, these tongues that we're talking about is not what's going on today. And the word gibberish, the word is barbarians. Paul used that word barbarians. The word barbarians means somebody from a foreign land with a foreign language. Didn't mean they went around chopping people's head off. We think of a barbarian, you know. It just literally meant that they were foreigners with a foreign language, that with that tongue you could share the gospel with them. It was for them, not for them that believe, but for the unbelievers. Interesting. But he said, but to them that believe not, but prophesying. The word prophesying, again, is that they didn't have the word of God, but they spoke forth the word of God. It was for their edification and for their growth. It serveth not for them that believe not, but for those which believe. It confirmed the word for education and edification of the believer. Like what we're doing this morning, I'm not prophesying. I'm just speaking forth the word of God as it is written. Back then, they did not have the written word. So somebody would stand before the congregation, somebody would stand before the assembly and teach them the word of God apart from the word of God. Does that make sense to you? They would speak the word of God without the written word of God. And that's what he is saying. It profited you because of the edification and because of the education. They were growing, Lord. Verse number 23. If therefore the whole church, that whole assembly, the whole church at Corinth, for example, be come together into one place, they're worshiping on a Sunday morning, and all speak with tongues, all speak in this kind of language, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? This interesting, that word mad, literally in the Greek language, I'm not a Greek scholar by no means, but it's interesting. It's the word, we get the word lunatic from that word. In modern day layman language, you say, they're a bunch of crazy people down there. If they came into those worships, and somebody was telling me, they're here this morning, that they went to a church here a while back. He was invited to go to that church a while back, and they spoke in tongues. And he was a believer. And he said he wanted to get out of there so fast because it was so crazy. A lot of them were speaking in some kind of language. They would say it's heavenly language. Heavenly language, of course, that's a whole other story. But the point is, they're crazy. And that's what the Bible is saying in verse number 23.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.